Do you know a high school student who would make a great pastor, teacher, deaconess, director of parish music, or director of Christian education? Tell them about Careers for Christ Weekend, Friday, October 12th through Sunday, October 14th at Concordia University, Chicago. This even includes a group outing to downtown Chicago. Check it out at cuchicago.edu/c4c. That's cuchicago.edu/c4c.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've come to the end of our broadcast week on this Friday afternoon, and we've got four soundbites ready to play for you. The game is simple. We play four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. Then you listen, and after you've listened, it's your time to tell us which one you think should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your votes decide. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can vote by sending us an email right here in the studio. We get them in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You vote by sending us a tweet, @issuesetc. Or you can go to our Facebook fan page. We have left space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, where you listen, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Those three things are very, very important. 1-877-623-MYIE. talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We are giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote this week for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Robert Benet. Here he is responding to Nadia Bolz-Weber. He says, she is a Lutheran without the law.
My favorite part of the baptismal liturgy is when we are asked, do you renounce the devil and all his empty promises? Because there is another name for empty promises, and that's downright lies. So in closing, let me ask you something. Do you renounce the accuser and all his lies and empty promises? If so, say, I renounce them. Do you renounce the lie that queerness is anything other than beauty? Well, me too. Amen.
I could hardly believe my ears that those with traditional viewpoints are promoting the lies of the devil. That is really something. I called it a blasphemous parody of the vows at baptism. And interestingly enough, she goes very lightly on Christ as the bringer of grace. It's God's grace and not the grace of God through Christ. Although she claims she's a traditional Lutheran underneath it all, but I believe she's a Lutheran without the law. It's a gospel without the law, and it's a blatant universalism. One of the things I noted was that she says she'll be at the heavenly banquet, embarrassingly, with Harvey Weinstein, an unrepentant Harvey Weinstein, and a racist cop, which, as far as I can imagine, means that it's unfettered universalism. Everybody goes to heaven.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Robert Benet responding to Nadia Bolz-Weber as a Lutheran without the law. If you'd like to vote for that one, it needs your vote. You can vote by giving us a call live this Friday afternoon, September the 28th, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Vote by sending us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet @issuesetc, or voting at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Glenn Stanton. We were talking about gender theory. He says it's pure ideology.
It's not rooted in any kind of objective reality. It is sheer belief. It exists merely because those who propose it want the world to be this way. There is no science, no science whatsoever that indicates there is something called a transgender individual, or that gender is a social construct, or that male and female are just artificial, and we can just determine whatever it is we want to be. Biologists know. I mean, those who work in laboratories with test tubes and beakers and, you know, making real measurements, they know that male and female are real things. They exist in every bit of our DNA. There's more connection, if you will, between religious studies on any campus and the science departments than there is between gender studies departments and the science departments. I mean, as I say in the article, gender studies isn't even close enough to science to catch its cold. I mean, they're two very different things, and never the twain shall meet.
That soundbite number two, Glenn Stanton, gender theory is pure ideology. Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or you can vote by sending us a tweet at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Marjorie Dannenfelser. Here she is responding to some of the claims of the new president of Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood doesn't get a check from the federal government. It's not as if they get a check written every year about funding. Planned Parenthood, just like every hospital, gets reimbursed for medical services like breast cancer screenings, like cervical cancer screenings, like birth control.
Oh my gosh, they get a line item in our federal budget every single year. Our Congress just voted on it again. We don't have the votes to eliminate them yet. I mean, it is just so suspicious, her arguments. Prenatal care dropped by 60%. Total services that are non-abortion related, all over 13%. Total cancer screening and prevention services, down 41%. The one constant is abortion services. And the fact that they continue to receive $1 million a day from you and me and everybody listening is such an outrage. And it's based on a complete misunderstanding. And it's not an accident about what they do, how they do it, and how they survive. They survive with an abortion-centered business model. They cannot thrive, and they can't move into the future if they stop doing abortions, which is what we've said all along. Stop doing abortions, and our argument is over.
That's soundbite number three, Marjorie Dannenfelser responding to the new Planned Parenthood president. If you'd like to vote for that one to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, the number to call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Email us your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us your vote via Twitter at issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because this is soundbite number four, and after that we'll take a break and start taking your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and we'll start checking that Facebook fan page for your votes as well. Soundbite number four is Pastor Peter Bender describing Jesus as the catechist.
He says, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" For him, the inheritance of eternal life is on the basis of my merits. And Jesus picks up on that by asking him a question in return, and it's very subtle, but it's very profound. He says, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, and that is God." In that simple question, he demolishes any notion that the man is good in himself. He demolishes any notion of works righteousness. All my righteousness is filth. I need to learn to believe that, or I have no use for Jesus. And then he goes through the law, and the guy says, "All of these things I've kept." And he says, "One thing you lack." And it's interesting. He doesn't argue with him and quibble with him about each of the commandments. "Come on, you haven't kept this. You haven't kept that. You're not righteous." No, "One thing you lack. Follow me." The one thing he lacked was Jesus, the only one who is good, the only one who is righteous. Now, we don't see the result. He went away sad. That's not a bad thing. Jesus was the master catechist, and we don't say he did a bad job because the man wasn't converted. Well, Jesus was faithful. Even Jesus waited for the word to do its work. And if he did, so should we. We're only called to be faithful.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender on Jesus the Catechist. Those are your four soundbites. You can vote for any of them by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package live this Friday afternoon, September the 28th, 1-877-623-MYIE. You can vote by sending us an email with all your information. You just tell us who you're voting for, why you're voting for them, and where you listen. Talk back at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on the other side of the break. This break is a great time to give us a call and get your vote in. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943.
It's difficult for others to know how to be a part of another person's grief in a tragic event such as a miscarriage.
Deaconess Catherine Ziegler Weber, editor of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, Never Forsaken, God's Mercy in the Midst of Miscarriage.
But as Christians, we have a more significant death that unifies us, and that's what we have to cling to, is the cross.
Learn more about Never Forsaken at issuesetc.org.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans in their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. lcms.org/armedforces.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority, they've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. TheCleaningAuthority.com.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week for the next 10 minutes of the program. It's time for your votes, your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and your votes at our Facebook fan page. We've got four soundbites that we've played for you. One from Dr. Robert Benny on Nadia Bowles Weber as a Lutheran without the law. Two, Glenn Stanton on gender theory as pure ideology. Three, Marjorie Dannenfelser responding to the new Planned Parenthood president on federal funding for Planned Parenthood, and for Pastor Peter Bender on Jesus as the Master Catechist. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, and at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. As I said, phone call voters get to vote first, and here is Diane listening in St. Louis. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I vote for Peter Bender. The first three are very troubling, and so instead of ending on that note, we'll point to the answer instead of the problem.
Diane, thank you very much. Thanks for your vote listening in St. Louis. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, we've left space there for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Aaron listens in Florida. He's voting for soundbite number one. Aaron says, the instant that I heard Bowles Weber, I knew what soundbite I had to vote for. When I heard her words the first time listening to the podcast, I, like Dr. Benny, was astonished and horrified. My mind went back to 1992 or 93 when the first draft of the ELCA's Statement on Human Sexuality came out for congregations to review and discuss. He says, so many people told me not to worry. Rarely do these statements end up looking like the first draft. The antinomian drivel that the consciences cannot be bound when it comes to homosexuality will never make it, they said. Well, it did. I ran from the ELCA as fast as I could fly. Now, many years later, and it sounds like Bowles Weber wants to bind consciences to queer is beautiful. Aaron, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Florida. He's voting for soundbite number one, Dr. Robert Benny, on Nadia Bowles Weber as a Lutheran without the law. Gordon listens in Austin, Texas. He says, soundbite number four is his pick, Jesus the Catechist. Gordon says, I'm really interested in catechesis. I think my Reformed church really, really needs catechesis. Nicola in Wisconsin says, I'm voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender as Jesus as the Catechist. Since I get to act as catechist for my sons, I am enjoying this whole series. I enjoy this episode especially, seeing how Jesus taught those who came in contact with whom he came in contact over the course of his ministry. In this short soundbite, Pastor Bender highlights three important points from Jesus' catechesis: that the goal of the catechist is for the catechumen to come to faith, to follow Jesus; that in order for anyone to come to faith and follow Jesus, he must first lose faith in himself and his works, and that can be done gently and lovingly. The strength of the catechesis isn't the catechist, but the Word of God. Results aren't always measurable, but as long as the catechist is faithful to God's Word, the seed is sown. The catechist trusts that the Spirit will work when and where He pleases. I find this one particularly comforting as a parent catechist. Thank you very much, Nicola. Thanks for listening in Wisconsin. A vote for soundbite number four. Robert in Taylor, Texas says, Pastor Bender has done a great job in this series about the importance of the catechism in the church and to the Christian. I think as the world has become more secularized, the importance of proper catechesis will continue to increase. And I think you're right, Robert. Thanks for listening in Texas. Mary says, oh my gosh, you saved the best for last today. Pastor Bender is gifted with such deep, resonant voice and the ability to bring clarity to the teaching of the master teacher himself to us. Yes, even Jesus speaks the word of law and gospel and waits for it to do its work. Mary, thank you very much. That's the winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender, talking about Jesus as the Master Catechist.
And he says, good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? For him, the inheritance of eternal life is on the basis of my merits. And Jesus picks up on that by asking him a question in return, and it's very subtle, but it's very profound. He says, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, and that is God. In that simple question, He demolishes any notion that the man is good in himself. He demolishes any notion of works righteousness. All my righteousness is filth. I need to learn to believe that, or I have no use for Jesus. And then he goes through the law, and the guy says, all of these things I've kept. And he says, one thing you lack. And it's interesting. He doesn't argue with him and quibble with him about each of the commandments. Come on, you haven't kept this. You haven't kept that. You're not righteous. No, one thing you lack. Follow me. The one thing he lacked was Jesus, the only one who is good, the only one who is righteous. Now, we don't see the result. He went away sad. That's not a bad thing. Jesus was the master catechist, and we don't say he did a bad job because the man wasn't converted. Well, Jesus was faithful. Even Jesus waited for the word to do its work. And if he did, so should we. We're only called to be faithful.
That is winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number 4, Pastor Peter Bender on Jesus the Catechist. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The LPR bundle package goes to Aaron in Florida. Aaron, thank you very much. Send your shirt size and your mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org. If you're looking for a mortgage, home improvement, car, or student loan, check out Lutheran Federal Credit Union at lutheranfcu.org. During September, if you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or if you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. That's their ministry of the month. Lutheran Federal Credit Union, lutheranfcu.org. Next week on Issues Etc., Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will introduce us to the Old Testament book of Ezekiel, a bizarre prophecy, but that one that is more clear when understood in light of Christ. Well, Jesus is not only the catechist for his disciples, he continues to be the catechist for his entire church. He's commanded us to make disciples by baptizing and teaching, and he's the one who continues to teach through his word, waiting for it to work, and it does. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Are you tired of working out at big box gyms? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. You can even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Find out more at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. Performancefitness618.com.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
Would you like to learn about the Reformation theology you hear on Issues Etc.? We'll send you a pamphlet of Luther's Small Catechism for free. It contains the biblical teachings on the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, baptism, the Lord's Supper, and confession and absolution. Order your free copy of Luther's Small Catechism today. Just send your name and mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org.
Listen to chapel services live weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Morning chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
Lemuria Press now offers 6 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for students with special needs. These full-year curriculum packages for children with learning challenges enable you to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art, poetry, science, history, Latin, literature, and Christian studies with incremental classical methods. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR17 to save on resources for your home or school.
The substitute organist service has been a great blessing for our worship life here at Christ the King Lutheran in Riverview, Florida.
Pastor Kevin Yoakum on the substitute organist service.
Now our organ plays rich liturgical music every single Sunday, and it's very affordable. You pick the hymns, you pick the liturgies. It's very simple. Just know when to push play.
You can find out more about the substitute organist service at churchmusicsolutions.com. churchmusicsolutions.com.